Over these three Sundays leading up to our church anniversary, we are looking at the thought statement. It's printed on the front of the bulletin, but I've also put it up there on the screen for you. Led by the Spirit, we will explore together what it means to follow Jesus today, build an inclusive, caring community, and share God's love and justice in words and actions. Last Sunday we did the first part of that statement. Today we're looking at building an inclusive, caring community, the second part of the statement, and next Sunday we'll look at the third of those goals, sharing God's love and justice in words and actions. So as we consider this second goal, let's look at inclusion to begin with, and I want to turn to Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 to 13, as we think about this theme. In Matthew 9, as you heard, we have the account of Matthew's calling as a disciple. We also find it in the other synoptic gospels, Mark and Luke, but I've chosen Matthew's gospel, perhaps for the obvious reason that it's Matthew's story. Here is a first-hand account, Matthew telling his own story about his calling as a disciple. The actual calling of Matthew is presented fairly matter-of-factly in this account in just one verse, in verse 9. Jesus goes to Matthew at his tax booth, says to him, "Follow me," and it says Matthew got up and followed him. Pretty simple and straightforward. We were talking about discipleship last Sunday, weren't we? Jesus' call to come and follow him. Well, here's a great example. Jesus said, "Come and follow," and Matthew straight away followed Jesus, became one of his disciples. Here we already get an inkling that inclusion is important to Jesus. He had already called ordinary fishermen, and now he called a tax collector, despised by fellow Jews for collecting taxes on behalf of the Romans. How are they going to get on, these ordinary fishermen and a despised tax collector? Let alone the others that Jesus is going to call as his disciples. Here is Jesus bringing together a motley crew of followers in a process that is clearly inclusive. And as the story continues, that inkling that we get is confirmed. Shortly after, Matthew hosts a dinner at his place, which includes some of his fellow tax collectors and others that are called in the account sinners. These latter were people who were looked down upon by the religious elite of the day because they didn't keep the moral and or ceremonial stipulations of the law. When the Pharisees see this party and who's at it, they are critical of Jesus for eating with these tax collectors and sinners. Jesus' answer to them is basically, "It's the sick who need a doctor." It's an answer that embodies inclusion. It's an answer that rebuts the exclusive approach of the Pharisees. And it's an answer that calls for an inclusive approach towards the rejected and the ostracised. Here is part of a painting made by the famous Italian artist Paolo Veronese. It's also on the front of your bulletin, but I thought I'd put it up there as I talk about it. I said it's only part of the painting because the work is actually massive. The canvas is over 5.5 metres tall and over 13 metres long. That's quite a painting, and I've just given you the central part of it there. It was originally called the Last Supper. And you can see Jesus and his disciples there in the middle in what is a fairly typical kind of arrangement for painters